said, well, you ain't got no rails, you cut some poles.
Well, what about this little fence that you see sometimes around somebody's yard? You know, they stick straight up.
That's a paling fence around the yard.
Okay. All right. There's only one kind of rail fence then.
Yes.
Is it like this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top that you use for carrying water or milk? You know, it's made of wood. It has a handle on it. You carry it like this.
You go like a water keg.
All right. It doesn't have a top on it. Is that a water keg?
You have it. If it ain't got a top on it, been used for a water keg. But they've got two handles on the side.
Well, this has got a handle that's hooked so that you carry it like this.
Yeah, like that. Well, that would be.
It's made of wood.
And it's got a handle on it this way.
It's got a handle that fits on something like this. See, it looks like this, and the handle comes up here and you carry it. I think you can see what that is. It's made of wood. You know what that probably is. This is the handle.
I can't play it then.
Would you call it a pail or a bucket? Or?
Well, I could say a pail. You got some with the handle on like that. You call it a pail, a water pail.
Okay. What would you call the same kind of thing that's made out of metal instead of wood?
Well, if you didn't say a pail, it would say a water bucket.
Okay. What do you call that heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A frying pan.
Good. And what do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? That thing where you can turn the water on? What's that?
Faucet.
Okay. What do you call this same kind of thing that you turn on a barrel to get stuff out of a barrel?
Well, that's the funnel in the barrel. I mean, a faucet in the barrel. It wakes up and down that way.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
That's a faucet.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home in?
Bag.
Okay. What kind of bag?
Paper bag.
All right. What do you call a very large bag? It's about this long, about this wide. It's made of very loosely woven cloth. And it's kind of brown and it's a very shaggy type of cloth, rough. Excuse me. And 100 pounds of potatoes would come in it, or 100 pounds of chicken feed. What would you call that?
You call that a bag. Bag with a drawstring in it and you draw it up there too.
Any other name for it besides bag?
Well, you could say an orange sack or any type of.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument about this long that you put up here and you blow with your mouth?
Huh.
Okay. What about a small musical instrument you put in your mouth and twang?
That's what you call a jukebox.
Okay. What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? It looks something like this. He uses two of these and he puts his board over the top here.
I would call soaping.
Okay.
Soaping.
What do you call a thing that looks, it's almost like that? It looks like an X, and you see you put the log in there and it holds it all for
you.
Yeah, like
the saw.
What?
We call them a saw, a rack.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? Children get on it and go up and down.
Oh, that's a seesaw board.